great to be with you.
From the time we are all tiny toddlers, we are captured by stories. There's just something so compelling about a good story, as I was recently reminded when my 18-month-old grandson kept begging me to read Goodnight, Goodnight Construction Site more times than I could count. Our fascination with a good story continues throughout our lives, and that is exactly what's behind a unique way of encouraging and supporting entrepreneurs. It's called EntreSlam, a storytelling competition for entrepreneurs, using the power of stories to help hardworking entrepreneurs network, share their ideas, their war stories, and who knows what else from there. Joining me now are the founders of EntreSlam, Jeannie Ballou and Krista Chambers Price, and the host of the monthly Ann Arbor storytelling events, Al McWilliams. Jeannie, I want to start with you. You say the idea for EntreSlam came from your hardworking partner, Krista, who really needed to get out of the office, or she calls it the Bat Cave. Tell us, where did this idea start?
It all started with this little show called The Moth. Have you ever heard of that, right? NPR
Absolutely.
Listeners? I love The Moth. I'd been to The Moth several times in Detroit and Ann Arbor, and I was telling Krista about The Moth, and she had one of those light bulb moments. Ding! Wow! Why couldn't we do this for entrepreneurs?
There you go.
And I said, ding! Let's do it!
Let's do it!
And literally, we, that was the very end of January in 2012. Mm-hmm. By March 1st, we had a kick-butt website. Mm-hmm. And by the end of March, we launched our first event.
So this became a new calling for both of you. Krista, what is so unique about EntreSlam?
Well, it provides an opportunity for entrepreneurs to tell their stories in a way that's authentic and real. Because one of the things that Jeannie and I noticed when we go to business networking events, that everyone kind of puts on a facade. They think they have to tell the right things that they think the other person wants to hear. And we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we can have a night that is fun, that has, you know, food and great food, great drinks, great entertainment, but we create a safe environment for entrepreneurs to really keep it real.
And both of you were clearly entrepreneurs. Were mm-hmm. you involved? What was your business that you were involved with? What was keeping you in the Bat Cave, Krista?
Mm-hmm. Well, my Bat Cave was called Knowledge Crush. Mm-hmm. And Knowledge Crush is an organization that supports consultants who are trying to come up with creative ideas for taking their consultancies to the next level.
So that all kind of fit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you guys put this connection together, and then you found a host, which is where we bring Al in. Give us an idea. What is an EntreSlam evening like, especially for folks listening who may not be familiar with The Moth?
Well, I think what really gets me to go back every month, other than enjoying people being forced to listen to me talk, is there is a bunch of different groups of people that would normally never associate with each other that all come in, and then they're put in a fairly vulnerable situation.
Such as?
You have people with very alternative-based businesses. So you have people who, I think one gentleman has a transitional assistance consulting mm-hmm. service where he helps people with life transitions. And then you have, you know, MBAs at Ross Business School that mm-hmm. are, you know,
more
launching
traditional.
The next the next app that does something useless. I mean, wonderful. And they're going to make $100 million. And you have those people that would normally never give each other the time of day, and they come to this event, and then they have to get up and tell a story for 5 minutes and are put in an awkward, vulnerable situation.
And by sharing stories, then all of a sudden everybody's on the same stage in facing the same nervousness or desire to tell a story. So give me an idea, Jeannie Ballou, the kind of stories you're hearing. What do people get up and tell?
I would love to share with you a great story. There's a woman named Marcy. She does Incubake. Mm-hmm. And she's created a cooperative baking kitchen for local bakers who can't afford their own commercial kitchen to all come together. She's got like over 30 of these bakers. And she just loves this thing she's created. This is her family. And she's very passionate about it. And she's a woman who's closer to our age, you know, mature. Mm-hmm. And she told her story about how she left her, you know, high-paying job to follow her passion and open this, and how much it has really changed the lives of so many people that she's able to give them that leg up. And at that same night, there were two young men from U of M who had started caffeinated baked goods business, where they figured, you know, why spend the money on a cup of coffee and a muffin when you can just put the caffeine right into the muffin, right?
I ate it.
So they told their story, and the best part for me after the evening was to see those two young guys talking with Marcy. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Al is talking about. Like, what other condition would they, you know, come mm-hmm. together and be chatting? You know, these guys made a beeline for her, and they were, you know, chatting it up. And
so that's a really connection exciting. Was made.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they definitely believed in their product and had obviously mm-hmm. eaten quite a bit of it before.
Yeah, they were quite caffeinated.
Before the evening right. started.
Right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Entre Slam. It's a storytelling competition, like the Moth, for entrepreneurs. And the founders of Entre Slam join me in the studio, Jeannie Ballou and Krista Chambers Price, and the host of the monthly storytelling events, Al McWilliams. And Al, take us a little deeper into what it's like when someone maybe comes to an Entre Slam. It's their first time. And are there parameters? I mean, you're not talking about, people aren't talking about the first date they had in high school.
I suppose if there was an entrepreneurial slant to your first date in high school.
But that's the parameter.
Yeah. Well, so there are five rules,
okay.
And I usually remember three of them at the top of the show. It has to be 5 minutes, has to be about entrepreneur something, can't be pitchy. That's the big one. So you don't want to get up there and sell us your wares. And that's really the key one to stay away from. And it has to be true. And it has to be on theme. So every month there will be a theme, like Western Horsemen.
My biggest mistake ever.
Well, yes, the Western Horsemen theme failed hard.
That did.
That was
it
not a lot
dog.
Of Western
Thanks
Horsemen.
Thanks for trying to work it in.
And it's, you know? Yeah, it was weird because we had hundreds of Western horse ladies show up,
but
not
Western
a single Western horseman.
It was ladies' night for the gals.
So for someone listening to us on the west side of the state who can't get to Ann Arbor and get to live as much as they might want to, mm-hmm. Is there a model? Is there a way that you might encourage other groups to try to do the same thing? Or are you thinking of taking this outside of Ann Arbor?
Well, we have received several requests from the west, center, mm-hmm. and east side of the state. To bring Entre Slam into their community. So we are working on two ideas that will be launched this quarter and then throughout the rest of the year. The first idea is we're actually bringing people into Ann Arbor. And there's a company that we're interviewing right now that is interested in providing party buses for us. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to bring groups of people, entrepreneurs who want to get out of town and come to Ann Arbor and come play with us.
Very fun. Entre Slam, a storytelling competition for entrepreneurs. And we've been talking to the founders of Entre Slam, Jeannie Ballou and Krista Chambers Price, and the host of the monthly storytelling events, Al McWilliams. Thanks so much to all of you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.